Swayam Rupa Padavayam Pratishita Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yudha Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sahagatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Vamsahivam Sarvaitam Sahagatam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Shishakantitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanda Krishnate Sata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sri Devi Tanamani Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Khyayvacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha
Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam Namaskritya
Narayanam
Narottamam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam
Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Preya Sabhadreshu Nasta Preya Sabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Utama Shloke Bhagavati Utama Shloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Mukham Karoti Vasanam Pangum Nangayate Girim Yatripat Mahambande Shri Gurum Vinatarnam Yatripat Mahambande Shri Gurum Vinatarnam Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 1, Chapter 2, Text number 7. Vasudeve, Bhagavati,
Bhagavati,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
Yoga,
Yoga,
Prayojita,
Prayojita,
Janayati,
Janayati,
Ashu,
Ashu,
Vairagyam,
Vairagyam,
Gyanam,
Gyanam,
Cha,
Cha,
Yad,
Yad,
Ahaitukam,
Ahaitukam,
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojita
Janayatya Suvairagyam
Jnanam Chayatahaitukam
Vasudeve Bhagavati
Bhakti Yoga Prayojita
Janayatya Shivairagyam Jnanam Chayatahaitukam Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Suvairagyam Jnanam Chayatahaitukam Vasudeve
unto Krishna
Bhagavati unto the personality of Godhead.
Unto the personality of Godhead.
Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga.
Contact of devotional service.
Contact of devotional service.
Prayojita.
Prayojita.
Being applied.
Being applied.
Janayati.
Janayati.
Does produce.
Does produce.
Ashu.
Ashu.
Very soon.
Very soon.
Vairagyam.
Vairagyam.
Detachment.
Detachment.
Gyanam.
Gyanam.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Yat.
Yes. That which.
That which.
Ahai to come.
Ahai to come.
Causeless.
Causeless.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Kindly repeat after me. By rendering devotional service.
By rendering devotional service.
Unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
Unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna.
One immediately acquires.
One immediately acquires.
Causeless knowledge.
Causeless knowledge.
And detachment.
And detachment.
From the world.
From the world.
Purport. Those who consider devotional service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna to be something like material emotional affairs may argue that in the revealed scriptures, sacrifice, charity, austerity, knowledge, mystic powers, and similar other processes of transcendental realization are recommended. According to them, bhakti, or the devotional service of the Lord, is meant for those who cannot perform the high-grade activities. Generally, it is said that the bhakti cult is meant for the shudras, vaishyas, and the less intelligent women class. But that is not the actual fact. The bhakti cult is the topmost of all transcendental activities, and therefore it is simultaneously sublime and easy. It is sublime for the pure devotees who are serious about getting in contact with the Supreme Lord. And it is easy for the neophytes who are just on the threshold of the house of bhakti to achieve the contact of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is a great science. And it is open for all living beings, including the Shudras, Vaishyas, women, and even those lower than the low-born Shudras. So what to speak of the high-class men like the qualified Brahmanas and the great self-realized kings. The other high-grade activities designated as sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc., are all corollary factors following the pure and scientific bhakti cult. The principles of knowledge and detachment are two important factors on the path of transcendental realization. The whole spiritual process leads to perfect knowledge of everything material and spiritual. And the result of such perfect knowledge are that one becomes detached from material affection and becomes attached to spiritual activities. Becoming detached from material things does not mean becoming inert altogether, as men with a poor fund of knowledge think. Naiskarma means not undertaking activities that will produce good or bad effects. Negation does not mean negation of the positive. Negation of the non-essentials does not mean negation of the essential. Similarly, detachment from material forms does not mean nullifying the positive form. The bhakti cult is meant for realization of the positive form. When the positive form is realized, the negative forms are automatically eliminated. Therefore, with the development of the bhakti cult, with the application of positive service to the positive form, one naturally becomes detached from inferior things and he becomes attached to superior things. Similarly, the bhakti cult, being the supermost occupation of the living being, leaves him out of material sense enjoyment. That is a sign of a pure devotee. He is not a fool, nor is he engaged in the inferior energies, nor does he have material values. This is not possible by dry reasoning. It actually happens by the grace of the Almighty. In conclusion, one who is a pure devotee has all other good qualities, namely knowledge, detachment, etc. But one who has only knowledge or detachment is not necessarily well acquainted with the principles of the bhakti cult. Bhakti is the supermost occupation of the human being. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayatya Shubhairagyam Gyanam Sayad. Very important verse, often quoted also by Srila Prabhupada from the Bhagavatam. How the process of bhakti or devotional service is sufficient in itself to bring about two important things, jnanam, knowledge, and vairagya, detachment. means if one simply concentrates on practicing devotional service as prescribed by our acharyas, especially the preliminary level of bhakti, being what we call sadhana bhakti, then naturally, automatically, and gradually, one will attain these two things. One will acquire knowledge. Actually, Prabhupada explains that knowledge is already there. Knowledge is already full knowledge. Full transcendental knowledge is already in one sense, we can call it the birthright. Birthright, or the natural characteristic of all living entities. That knowledge is temporarily, of course, that temporary goes is not so temporary, in the sense that for many, many lifetimes we don't have access to that knowledge, full knowledge, because that is Krishna's being, Ishvara Paramakrishna, Satchit Ananda, Vigraha, Sat, eternal, Chit full of knowledge, and Ananda full of happiness. The living entity also being part and parcel of Krishna, he is also full of knowledge. So that's why in various places Prabhupada explains, our cultivation of knowledge as devotees is not like the cultivation of knowledge that people engage like in universities or when we go to school. This knowledge, even someone who is illiterate can become full of knowledge. Srila Prabhupada quotes, for example, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, who could not write, could not words, could not read. So, so this, yeah, this is what we we need to understand, that simply by applying nicely, properly, especially this the beginning levels of sadhana bhakti, then one will naturally be able to attain. And one important factor, which is mentioned also in the purport, is that it will be due, and this is a very primary and essential factor, it will be due primarily to the mercy of Krishna. By the mercy of Krishna, we can, and only by the mercy of Krishna, we can attain this level of jnanam and vairagya, full knowledge and full detachment. Why? Because the reason why we do not have so easily, or the reason why we don't attain so quickly to this level of full knowledge and detachment, is because of the external energy or maya energy, illusory energy of the Lord, under which we are all yes, we are being controlled, being here in the material world. So unless Krishna removes, so to speak, the influence of this material energy, we are subjected to its influence. There's a nice, there are many examples. Probably you have read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very, very nice pastime of Lord Chaitanya when he was in Jagannath Puri, and King Prataparudra. King Prataparudra was very, very anxious to get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. although he was requesting the devotees to arrange a meeting with Lord Chaitanya, he was unable to get, at least immediately, the darshan of Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya, as we know, I mean the darshan of Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya was very strict as a sannyasi, and did not want to be seen associating with someone who is like in a, like a king who opulent. So, as the story is nicely narrated, King Prataparudra, when he first heard that Lord Chaitanya did not want to give him this opportunity for darshan, he actually wrote one letter. He wrote a letter to the devotees of Lord, you know, of Lord Chaitanya, that actually this is very sad news that I'm receiving, and I'm making another appeal. I'm writing this letter to all of you and making another appeal that actually my whole life is useless. No purpose in my life if I cannot get the darshan of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, kindly request him, and if I am unable to get, then I will renounce my kingdom. I will give up everything that I have, and I will become a wandering mendicant. So the devotees got this letter, and they read it amongst themselves, and they said, "Wow, well, you know, King Prataparudra is very, very, very anxious to get darshan of Lord Chaitanya, and he's going to renounce everything if he doesn't." So they made another petition to Lord Chaitanya. And very nicely, that pastime is nicely described, how they all went, and they were all resolute in their determination, we have to get somehow or other the permission and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So they all went, headed by Nityananda Prabhu, to the residence of Lord Chaitanya. They all entered, they sat down. Nothing. Nobody dared to speak in front of Lord Chaitanya. They were silent. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "You've all come here. You're all sitting here, quiet. What do you want?" Somebody, you know. So then finally, Nityananda Prabhu, he spoke on behalf of the group that, "My dear Lord, actually, we're all afraid to speak because we have a request, and we know that you have very strong feelings about not wanting to allow King Prataprudra to come and have darshan. But we're making one final appeal, request, that he has written to us and explained that he will give up, you know, his position as king, and he will become a wandering mendicant. Kindly, if you think it is appropriate or proper, give him your blessing, give him the darshan." And Lord Chaitanya, he explained why he could not, and he said, "If you bring this up again, I am going to leave Jagannath Puri. I'm going to go myself." So all the devotees were okay. They offered their obeisances and left. And then after some time, Ramananda Rai had already gotten the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Lord Chaitanya was touring in South India. So when he came back, he came to know about the different activities going on, and especially about this matter of King Prataprudra. And he was very close to King Prataprudra because he was his minister, and he was also close to Lord Chaitanya. So it's good to have kind of good relations, you know. So being in that kind of position, understanding that King Prataprudra, you know, was wanting to have the son of the Lord, he decided to try and make the same request, you know, to Lord Chaitanya to please allow. So when he approached Lord Chaitanya, because he had a close relationship with the Lord, so and the Lord very much favored him, his reply to to Ramananda Rai was that, "My dear Ramananda Rai, actually I cannot allow King Prataprudra, but yes, at one point he was told King Prataprudra he cannot come, but if he sends Lord Chaitanya will send him some cloth, and in this way maybe he'll be pacified." And at one point it was suggested that if the son of King Prataprudra comes, then I can have darshan of his son, you see, and the son is like the father, so that should pacify. So it was decided actually that the son of King Prataprudra would come on behalf of his father and have darshan. So there it is nicely described in that in that whole lila or pastime, that the son of King Prataprudra was a young boy, maybe like 14, 16 years old, and he was dressed in saffron colors, like, he was very, being young, he was very attractive also. When Lord Chaitanya, when the young boy was brought to Lord Chaitanya, he was reminded of Krishna, you know, he was reminded directly of Krishna, he could understand that, you know, this was the son of King Prataprudra. So he, out of affection for him and for the king also, he embraced him. This boy, of course, up until that time, he was like an ordinary boy. But coming in contact with Lord Chaitanya, he, there were many great exalted devotees, right, who were there witnessing this particular pastime of Lord Chaitanya receiving, accepting to have the son of King Prataparudra have his darshan. As soon as Lord Chaitanya embraced him and gave him his blessings, the young boy developed all the symptoms of a Mahabhagavat, like practically instantly. Tears were flowing from his ears, his body was trembling, his hair was standing on end. You know, there are eight symptoms that are described in the Shastras of someone who is experiencing, transcendental ecstasy. So, and this is generally, cannot be imitated. It is manifest when someone is has developed a full knowledge, this jnanam, this stage of knowledge. So this, Srila Prabhupada explains, is an example that by the mercy of the Lord, one can actually very quickly, anyone can actually come to that level of full transcendental knowledge and manifest these symptoms that are there for liberated soul. So all the devotees, of course, who witnessed this particular pastime, they were all stunned, because something very rare. So this shows that actually it is already the state of consciousness, so to speak, and this realization of the Supreme Lord and this knowledge, transcendental, is already there within each and every living entity, and it is a question of for, of course, most living entities, it is much more gradual. But if the special mercy or favor of the Lord is there, it can come, as in this exceptional case of the son of King Prataparudra, within a few moments. Just like Prabhupada, one time was asked, Prabhupada was always asked so many questions, isn't it? Sometimes very stupid questions, often very stupid questions. But this question was okay. Somebody was asking, how long does it take to become a pure devotee, right? Because that's a good question that we can all ask ourselves also, because we see that it doesn't happen like that. So Prabhupada's answer to that devotee was that one can become a pure devotee in one moment. You see, it is a question of how quickly one actually surrenders, how fully one surrenders. We are generally very slow in surrendering, you see. And therefore, for most of us, it doesn't take just one moment, it takes maybe many lifetimes. So this is a very important factor. Prabhupada explains also nicely, we should always be thinking when we perform our devotional activities how we can attract the attention, how we can attract actually the mercy of the Lord. Because without such mercy, we cannot be free from the clutches of Maya. We cannot develop our natural qualities as an eternal servant of the Lord. So anyways, this is nice verse.
One question in that, ordinary men have easily accessible to the Lord. They can go and see the Lord.
Ordinary man.
Ordinary man.
Yes.
So king, cannot he go like ordinary man and see the...
So disadvantage, right, to be a king.
Yes.
Yes. In the Vedic culture, especially sadhus, they would not, because very often a king being surrounded by so much opulence, he will be somewhat entangled in his material situation, and therefore sadhus generally do not mix closely. Of course, sadhu will preach to anyone who's receptive and but generally, because also people misunderstand, eh? People will judge.
Yes, yes.
Always looking. So just like it is said that, you know, one black spot on a dress, I mean, you know, so if someone sees some sadhu, general people will may tend to misunderstand. And also it is dangerous if someone is, just like, for example, our own devotees, brahmacharis, I take the example especially from India, because in India, we do a lot of life membership, the preaching to life members, visit often people who are having quite a bit of opulence. And, you know, compared to a brahmachari ashram, when you walk into somebody's house who's like very opulent, or they have all kinds of nice facilities, and if one does not process, he'll be attracted, isn't it? One will be attracted, or so. Lord Chaitanya advises and cautions the devotees that we should not too closely. Actually, the two things which are dangerous for our spiritual advancement: too much of association with, let's say, worldly-minded or opulent people, because that allurement may be there. And secondly, attraction to the opposite sex, women attracted to men, men attracted to women. These are stumbling blocks, you see, on the path of devotional service, and we should be very cautious. That's why someone like Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the only son, right, of his parents. And they were very opulent, very rich. when he had finally decided, and Krishna had arranged for him to leave his home and come to Jagannath Puri, his father, being very rich, had sent, right, some money for him so that he would be taken care of, whatnot. He accepted Raghunath Das Goswami for a short time, but then after some time, he just did not want to have this connection. So it's more easy. Yeah, it's more easy to make spiritual advancement if we are not connected with certain elements within society, in particular, richness or opulence. Of course, we can also utilize. It's not that. Prabhupada was very expert in utilizing all kinds of money, isn't it? Because otherwise all of our temples and whatnot could not have been. So Prabhupada would explain that we are not like those sadhus who are, when they are presented money, they say, you know, some sadhus actually have some, like the Swaminarayan sect in India, you may be familiar. they cannot touch. If they touch money, like physically touch money, they have to take a bath. They cannot touch money. You know, they're very strict. And other groups also. So Prabhupada says, if somebody presents me money, I will take it. I will give it to Krishna. You know, I'll utilize it in Krishna's service, not artificially like that. So of course, when we deal with the material energy, we have to be cautious. We have to become expert in diverting it or fulfilling it in Krishna's service. And if we have already learned to be detached, then we may live in very opulent building. If we're detached, it's not a problem, because sannyasis actually, they have this kind of situation. Sometimes they'll be offered very nice facility. Other times they won't be offered any facility. And so for a sannyasi, for not only a sannyasi, but someone who has developed the sannyas mentality, because all of us ultimately, whether we are in the dress of sannyas or in the dress of grihastha, our goal is the same. We need to develop the mentality of detachment. Sannyas mentality is detachment. So detachment is not only sannyasis. Yes, is also Grihastha ashram actually is meant to gradually bring one to that position by regulation, you know, regulated sense gratification, so that one day, after a number of years in the Grihastha ashram. Of course, you don't preach that to people who are newly married, maybe. I was doing that one time and I got a kind of a reaction. I could understand that, not so much appreciated, you know, that you're only on the wedding day of somebody, you know, it's not the time to tell him you're only going to be in the Grihastha ashram for a few years. What do you mean? You just got married. that's actually the mentality, no? I mean, mentality, that is the understanding, Vedic understanding. If we know that Grihastha ashram is meant to be temporary. I mean, of course, everything is temporary. But we go from Brahmachari life to Grihastha life. And then, after Grihastha life, Vanaprastha and Sannyas. Okay. Anything else? This nice verse. Not only to know by heart, but to apply.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Apart from the topic.
Yeah.
How did you come into Krishna consciousness?
I'm still trying, Prabhu. still working on it. Yeah, like most devotees, by the mercy of other devotees, by coming in contact with devotees. Of course, it's always very nice to hear from each devotee how they came, you know, in contact, because everyone has a very unique kind of story and situation. So maybe some other time. but ultimately, due to the mercy of the devotees, ultimately to the Prabhupada's mercy, to have inspired devotees to be preaching at some particular place, at some particular time. Yeah. Okay. Already close to 10 o'clock now. Time goes very quickly. On Saturday, most devotees don't work, is it, or they do?
Don't.
Some they do. Yeah.
Like Madhumangal Prabhu, he works 24 hours. Madhumangal Prabhu.
Oh, is it? I see. Yeah. Some people like that. In India, not in Indonesia, most people they work on Saturday. And students also have school on Saturday.
In India also, not us. Yeah, only central government they give free of.
Oh, is it,
central government have holiday on Saturday. Other all state government is working.
Because in Western countries, as you probably know, yeah. I mean the work week is reducing, you know, more and more. Even like some places, like some people, they work only 4 days. Yeah, because not natural for the living entity to be, to be laboring and like that.
Yeah,
we want to be on holidays. in Western countries, they, as they get to increase the, the hourly rate or pay, then they get, they have less of a need to labor, you know. You can, so recreation is a big thing. In fact, it's kind of a problem in some ways because people have too much of recreation, too much of free time, and they have to spend so much money. Like the government has to make so many arrangements so that people can be entertained, so to speak. Of course, they have to pay a high price. Okay.
Jai Granth Raj Maharaj ki, Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Jai Shri Krishna Maharaj ki, Jai.